Exit Morin Kirby. Enter Clooney, Crosby, and Carpenter.
Hello, everybody. Bing, you want to say hello, too?
I sure do. Howdy, friends. You know what? I'd sing something if someone would ask me.
Oh, don't tell us you want coaxing now. Get on with it, boy.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy, too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'll send a sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. But I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we're mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'm gonna send the sun smiling through. I wanna be so happy, but I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy, too.
Well, ladies, I'm here to tell you American women that you have received high praise from a Paris editor.
Oh, really? Which Paris editor is that, Rosemary?
Muriel Reid, one of the editors of Realités.
Isn't that a great magazine? I love it. I like it so much that sometimes I read the French as well as the English version.
Oh, show off.
Oh, he's just a continental, Rosie.
I suppose you hold the French copy in one hand and the English copy in the other.
Simultaneously. That's the easy way.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Miss Reed gives American women extremely high marks in fashion and beauty.
How nice.
Well, that's not the usual French attitude, is it? Don't they claim that, generally speaking, the French ladies look the best?
Well, Miss Reed says that the American girls are extremely well-dressed, even in small towns.
Oh, style in the sticks, huh?
Not only that, our girls are very well-groomed.
You bet. Neat, sleek, and chic. That's what they are.
Even 15-year-old girls know how to do their hair here in the United States. But in Paris, the middle-class housewife and the young girls are not well-grown.
Have you ever noticed that, Bing, that the Mademoiselle de Paris aren't well-groomed?
I can when I'm in Paris. I'm so busy with the museums,
National
monuments, sightseeing. I just don't see any girls.
Oh, you never get to see the real sights.
It's the cold truth, my dear boy. I have no way of knowing whether the French girls are well-groomed or not. Really, I don't.
You poor thing. Where are you buying your blinkers now?
Bing, don't you even go to the Lido or the Folies Bergère anymore?
Oh, yes. I go in there occasionally, but only to look at the costumes.
Kind of hard to do, isn't it? It
takes years of training.
You must be some kind of yogi.
Some kind of faker is my guess.
Oh, I have great control.
Bing, would you care to lie down on a bed of spikes now while I sing a song?
No, I think I'll climb up a rope. Disappear for a few minutes.
Bon voyage.
Merci, madame. Au revoir, mes amis.
A suspicion, a sad premonition that I'm losing control. It's kind of exciting. Your arms are inviting, and I'm losing control. Goodbye to the vows I took, 'cause I'm rewriting the book, and the feelings I have suppressed are a nest of wild emotion. Crash, there go my senses, smash, no more defenses, of wild emotion. Crash, there go my senses. Smash, no more defenses. For love is taken its toll.
Rosie, we sort of lost the thread of our Franco-American fashion talk. Any other opinions from Miss Muriel Reed of Realité's magazine?
Well, Miss Reed is very outspoken about French girls.
Oh?
She says they don't wash their hair.
Well, from the pictures I've seen of French hairdos, they're piled high and swirled up in such grand productions, it would seem almost a shame to take them down for any reason.
The absolute vandalism.
Yes.
Yes. You can't knock down a fantastic coiffure every 5 minutes just to wash it.
Well, I say these hairdos are, well, they're artistic and architectural masterpieces.
Certainly, they're national monuments. That's what they are. Why, to dismantle one of them to wash it would be like taking down the Eiffel Tower to give it a bath.
I must say, you boys have rushed to the defense of the mademoiselles.
Well, we are true cavaliers, I guess.
We are the last two of the three musketeers.
Never became a fourth, though.
That's me. I tell you how I feel about it. It's like this. If French girls will be French girls and American girls will be American girls, all I have to say is hooray for both groups.
Vive la France and hooray for our side.
Exactement.
Huh? Oh, we should love them all. But we must always keep in mind, Bing, that there is a difference.
Right.
And hooray for the difference, too.
Right. Vive la France. Vive la musique aussi.
Any town is Paris when you're young. Every sky, a dreamer's moon is hung. Every love's the one love that you swear you'll never leave. And the gypsy spell of spring is yours to weave.
Magic when you're young. Every song's the sweetest ever sung.
Every street's a lover's lane where wishing stars are strung. Yes, any town is Paris when you're young. Paris in the spring, it's grand, it's new. Love is in the air, it's me, it's you. Every beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face.
April.
steps can be very revealing.
Revealing, Ken?
Yeah, I'll show you what I mean. Rosie, would you mind taking a few steps?
Not at all, Ken.
There. You notice the steady, even, unhurried pace?
Man, if my heels were that high, I'd go slow, too.
Yeah, those are pretty spiky heels, Rosie.
And so narrow at the bottom. Do they hold up?
With so much weight pinpointed on one spot, spike heels were a king-size headache. But now Cat's Paw's new Adaprene tube tips end spike heel troubles for good.
Adaprene, Cat's Paw, Adaprene tube tips? What is Adaprene?
DuPont's miraculous new long-wearing material, made to resist chipping and spreading like never before.
Where do the tubes come in?
They go in, Ken, into the heels. This patented feature reinforces the heel, makes it even stronger than new.
Well, sounds like what our listeners have been waiting for.
That's right, Bing. Cat's Paw Adaprene tube tips wear better and longer than any other lift made.
Folks, get your Cat's Paw tube tips and world-famous Cat's Paw heels, soles, and microlite soles from the shoe repair displaying the Cat's Paw cat. And look for them on new shoes, too.
Aren't those four good men, skilled in delivery and interpretation technique? They play good.
Say, Bing, take a look at the egg timer there.
What do you know? We still got some time to go here, haven't we?
Yeah, it looks like we got time for a couple of tunes yet.
Well, that's a very simple problem. You take one, Bing, and when you're finished, Rosie'll take one.
That's a very orderly way to look at it.
Oh, I have a very neat mind.
I don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today, and you will find you have peace of mind that way. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be grateful for each day. You'll find somehow everything turns out okay. Just wear a great big smile and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Don't worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today. Thank you. and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Don't worry about tomorrow, life handles things her way. Don't worry about tomorrow, be thankful for today.
Well, the equipment's yours. Take the mic, Rosie.
Might just do that, Bing.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came.
We'd like it very much, though, if you'd tune in again tomorrow.
Thanks very much for listening.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.